President Trump's commission to investigate vote fraud has stirred controversy by asking every state to supply detailed information about all registered voters, including criminal records. WHYY's Dave Davies has this look at how Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware are responding to the request.
You might be surprised at how much voter information is already publicly available. For $20, you can get the name, address, sex, date of birth, and voter history of every registered voter in Pennsylvania. Political operatives regularly plumb those lists for useful data. But J.J. Abbott, press secretary for Governor Tom Wolf, says the commission's request goes too far.
It asks for people's private information outside of what is publicly available for the voter rolls, including partial social security numbers, which the state would just never handle in that sort of a way.
Wolf has told the commission to take a hike, saying in a letter providing that kind of private information would violate state law. And Abbott says the governor doesn't trust the panel's motives.
This attempt by the White House to gather this information seems like the pretext, as far as we're concerned, to expand voter suppression.
Delaware hasn't formally responded to the commission, but says in a statement it will not comply with the request. State Election Commissioner Elaine Manlove says voters are angry.
I'm getting phone calls and emails from just voters all over the state saying, please do not share my information.
Manlove says she's conferring with state attorneys before responding to the commission. She says some of what they want is normally available through a public information request.
But since I'm having such an outcry from the public, I want to see if there is a way that I can protect that as well, since the public does not want their information shared.
No response so far from officials in New Jersey who've been affected by a government shutdown caused by the state budget impasse. Dave Davies, WHYY News.